Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I was talking about our responsibility to seek God's will for the use of the gifts that God has given us. Have pencil and paper ready to follow along with us today. You don't need to be the devil's advocate because, my friend, the devil doesn't need your help. He's got plenty of help from other devils. He's got plenty of help from the world. He's got plenty of help from backslidden Christians. You don't have to be the devil's advocate. Why not instead try to learn how what you're reading can spiritually strengthen the teaching that's already there to make it even stronger? Yet, so many are so bent on being the devil's advocate, they don't know how to edify in Christ. Here they're trying to help the side. I found over the years that devil's advocate thing, if it goes uncontested, they don't try to straighten it out. They just kind of let it go on. Okay, well, they should have caught on. And they don't try to tell them the truth. You see, they're heretics and sowers of discord. And those are the kind that you don't want to be around. Anybody that seems to get a joy out of being a devil's advocate is a person you don't want in ministry, you don't want for counsel, and in your church, you don't want to side with them. Now, if that person's standing on the Word of God and the church is going a different direction, then you stand with that person, but it may be that y'all just need to go out to a church that preaches the Word. So again, don't support people who will not work. Look, if a church gives a hand out to someone that is really in need, I'm not against letting them do chores to work it. Now, sometimes that's not a good idea in today's society because then they stub a toe and they want to get thousands of dollars out of your church because their poor toe that they stubbed. So now they just give money, but make sure that there's a reason behind everything that you give because it's the Lord's money when a church is giving it. That money was given in worship of God. So it must be careful on how that is distributed. Now, as a pastor or anyone else, when God has blessed you with a gift or with money or some other thing that could be used to help others, there is a personal responsibility to seek God how He would have you use it, so that you do not misuse the gift that God has provided for you. Now, as I said, your tithe belongs to your local church. So let's just say somebody gave you $100,000. Boy, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And so what do? Well, you know that $10,000 goes to the tithe, your local church. You say, well, I just don't like my local church. They're not preaching the word. Then what are you doing there? Now, if they're standing by the word, although they may not be as doing it as well as others can do it, maybe their gifts aren't that high, but they're still preaching the word and they're standing on the right things, you support your church that God has led you to. Now, you'll hear us on this broadcast ask for you to consider helping us out, but you know that many times I've said, not with your tithe. We don't want your tithe. A tithe is 10%. An offering is above a tithe. We say, if God lays it on your heart, and I even tell you to pray about it. If God lays it on your heart, then do it. It'll bless you. It'll bless us. But it's not a blessing when we break the word of God to do it. Okay, so let's understand that and be clear on that. Now, God has blessed you, then he has blessed you for a purpose. That is the point. You have worked for the things that you have. And perhaps you've outdistanced your peers in doing that work. On the other hand, you may have inherited what you have, and it's a good chunk. Great. There's nothing wrong with an inheritance. There's nothing wrong with the parents handing down a large inheritance to their children. Now, I get concerned sometimes about parents that aren't remembering God's house and God's work in their wills, and they pass on money to children who may end up spending it on alcohol, drugs, throwing away the money. I mean, they go out and buy something that is frivolous. They go out and buy a $60,000 toy or something like that. There's something wrong with that. Okay. So again, be careful. Be careful and don't misuse the blessings that God has given you. But your tithe goes to your local church and an offering as God lays it on your heart. You can rob them in tithes and offerings, but make sure that God has impressed on your heart where to send that and what to do. Many of you are listening to radio stations right now that are faith operated, and they're good radio stations. They have good Bible teaching and good music. It's not a rock and roll thing. Well, pray about it. If there's an offering God lays upon your heart, send it to that radio station. Boy, I know our radio station needs it. Other radio stations on which we appear need it. I really appreciate all the stations we're on, FBN, and there are the people at Landmark in Haines City, Florida, and the Caribbean Lighthouse there down there. And, you know, I get a letter from a lady in Antigua on about once every 4 months, and she'll always put $20 in there. You know, I feel kind of bad sometimes when she does that, not because we're too good for it. No, I appreciate because I know she's made a sacrifice, but I also know by her letters that she's a grandmother. She has a heart for God, and she's just like, perhaps like that widow giving her two mites. I don't know. But, you know, that blesses my heart abundantly. Yet on the other hand, I hope she's not having to do without because she has blessed us. And you know, we have received nice gifts here in our ministry. And then we receive those smaller gifts that aren't large in and of themselves, but combined with others, they help us to make ends meet. And that's just all I'm saying is that perhaps you inherit it or you've earned a large amount. Do what God have you do and do it his way. It is not wrong or sinful that a man is rich. A rich man provided a tomb for the Lord. Obviously, in both Ephesus and Thessalonica, they had rich people, and they're not condemned for being sinful because they are rich and they have this world's goods. So you need to understand that is not sin that they have that. Abraham was rich, one of the richest men. Job, one of the richest men on the earth. Even the rich man in hell did not go to hell because he's rich. He went to hell because he wasn't saved. Lazarus didn't go to heaven because he was poor. He went to heaven because he was saved. Now, it is wrong if the church could force a person to give a large amount. That is why government taxation is not benevolent. You know, they can force it. They can put large taxes on. I remember studying U.S. history in college. in the early 1900s when they instituted a national income tax, that there were some arguments, and one of the men in the congressional floor stood up and said, what's to keep the tax from going up to be raised to, it could even get up to a point of 5% of one's income? And they laughed him to scorn and said, 5% of one's income, it would never come to that. People would not stand for it. They would rebel. This nation would be in an uproar. Oh, how many of us wish they only took 5% of our income? But you see, there was kind of a lie and a pressure to get to that point. And just imagine if the church could do that. Well, if it was forced, then what they gave would not be a faith. It is not led of God. You know, I tithe because I know the Bible teaches it, so I'm led of God to tithe. Offering, I need to be led of God, but I need to know where to offer. Most of my offering is to my church, or if it's for another ministry, it goes through my church. Being led of God, we distinguish between those who won't work and those who would. You know, it's kind of like socialism and liberalism. Socialism and liberalism says, what's yours is mine. Christianity says, what's mine is yours. But you see, it gives it out of the will of its own heart, the good nature of its heart. It's not yanked from them and stolen from them. Now, not all taxes of government are bad. Don't get me wrong. You're glad that you have highways. I think that you would also be glad that we have police forces and fire departments and that we have a military, or we'd be enslaved under a socialistic, communistic, liberal government. We don't need that. We don't want that. So again, understand that as Christians, we need to have a heart that's ready to give, ready to communicate, ready to distribute, but it must be God's will, God's way. So you have this world's goods, has the idea you have it, and you continue to have it, and you abound. Again, it is not evil if you obtained it honestly, be it work, through investing, or through an inheritance. The purpose is now seen for it. God has allowed you to have it as his servant. Your wise use to build it up reflects you would not throw it away on philanthropy that is given to a man who won't work.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.